End of year and final exams at dozens of universities could be affected through strike action by lecturers. The University and College Union says its mandate for strikes extends to July. The first walkouts are due to take place this week. Sally Hunt, the General Secretary of the UCU, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Why do this at this point in the year, such an important point in the year for students?
We're doing this because we've been left with no option. Talks that have been in train to try and find an agreed solution between ourselves and universities have broken down, and the university managements have imposed on our members a complete shift in their pensions, so that rather than having half of it that they knew what they were going to get and half still at the whim of the stock market, now the employers say that they want all of it to be at the whim of the stock market, and there we will not go.
They say, Universities UK say, they've got a deficit of more than £6 billion in the pension system, that the only proposal that you've put forward would have led to unaffordable contributions for employees and employers, and it would have meant cuts to budgets in other areas, teaching and research, etc.
Well, I don't know who they think is going to do the teaching and research if they have in place a pension scheme that means it's far worse than if you're in teaching in schools, and if it's far worse than if you're in some other universities in the sector. The issue is this: there is a notional deficit. There's no argument about that. What the argument about is what you do about it. Now, the deficit is defined by what happens if the whole sector collapses. Now, we're talking about universities that have been there since the 1100s. I don't think this sector is going anywhere. And what we have is an employer position that is so extreme that what they're doing is saying, let's take away all the risk for ourselves and let's dump it on our staff. I'm sorry, that's not negotiation and that's not reasonable. And it's not a way of dealing with this situation.
There is still the issue of timing, that the current round of strikes is going to affect teaching in the run up to the final exams. And you are leaving open the prospect of disrupting the exam period itself.
We're leaving open the prospect of trying to resolve this through negotiation. The important meeting for us is on the 2nd of March, when we will decide, if we haven't had any response from the employers and we haven't had any negotiation, whether we then do have to set further strike action. And I, yes, have to say to students and to those who are helping them in universities in terms of funding, that could impact on exam days. The point is for us that we want to have a negotiation without preconditions. If we get to that position, and we have ourselves said we are willing to go to ACAS to get this done and quickly, we cannot have any of these strikes. But I'm afraid we make no apology for trying to make sure that our members have an old age and a pension that they can rely upon. I'm afraid that's a reasonable thing for them to do. And the only thing they have left to hold now is their labour. And since our employers won't negotiate, I'm afraid the labour is being withdrawn.
Sally Hunt, General Secretary of the University and College Union, thank you.